Hi everyone and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now today we're on our psychology unit, but it also has to do with something that I know Laura enjoys. It's
Yay!
All about shopping.
Woohoo!
It's all about business, and let's start off by saying something about like going into shopping malls.
Now,
I've done this before where I've gone to the mall kind of for no reason, just for something to do, and then I end up buying a whole bunch of stuff. And then I get home, and I'm like, why did I buy all this stuff? I just bought stuff that I won't even use.
Exactly.
I don't even like this shirt. I'm never going to wear this, but I bought it. Now, why is that? Have you ever done something like that?
Of course, all the time, and I regret about it, and I kind of think, well, you know, there are a lot of, like, I think sometimes when I do some wardrobe cleaning, I kind of feel like, why did I buy this?
Why did I ever buy this?
And, you know, I never wore them, and I kind of feel really, really bad.
Well, today we're going to have a look at why this sort of thing happens. The title is The Sales Tricks Businesses Don't Want You to Know About. So it's how shops, businesses, and salespeople kind of get you to buy things, and you don't even know why you're buying them. You just find yourself putting the money down, handing over the credit card, that sort of thing. So let's go ahead and read through day one of our article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading. The Sales Tricks Businesses Don't Want You to Know About. For those who love to shop, chances are you've fallen victim to overspending. We all want to keep our spending under budget. However, there are a few common tricks that businesses use to influence consumers to buy more than they need. By understanding what these marketing tricks are, maybe we can be smarter shoppers and keep our wallets a little fuller. The first trick to be aware of is how businesses use color. Businesses often produce a product in many different eye-catching colors and patterns. As a result, the first question that might pass through your mind is, which color should I pick? This is the magic of a colorful and thus more attractive product. What you should be asking yourself is not about the color, but do I need this product or not? A second common trick uses the magic of numbers. When a business marks an item at a price ending in 99, the item appears to be on sale. Since we read from left to right, the lower dollar amount makes an impact on us first. Thus, we believe that we are getting a good deal.
The article starts off today by saying, for those who love to shop, chances are you've fallen victim to overspending. Yes, overspending means you spent too much money. For me, it's going to the CD store or something, or the record store. I go in there and I say, okay, I've got 500 NT. That's all I'm going to spend today. And I walk out and I've spent 5,000 NT. That happens to me all the time because I love to shop. I know you do too. So we fall victim to overspending. Fall victim to something means that someone takes advantage of you, something bad happens to you. Mm-hmm. Fall victim to something, in this case, to overspending.
Okay, CDs for you, but I think for me it would be clothes and cosmetics. Okay, that's very girly, right? Okay, 对于喜欢购物的人来说呢，有很可能曾经深受荷包失血所害。Okay, 那一开始我们提到了就是 people who love to shop too much. 其实呢，我们来介绍另外一个这个字哦，因为本课可能没有提到的哦，就是很像我们刚刚提到的行为，我们好像有点购物狂哦 ，shopaholics 哦，就是购物狂哦。And I like this other thing, this phrase that has to do with shopping. Shop until you drop.就是逛到腿软这样子的意思哦。那我们刚刚又看到 chances are， 那有时候呢，我们也可以用 there's a good chance that blah blah blah， 就是什么什么有很大的可能或是几率哦，这样子的意思。比方像是呢，如果其实像是有一个新闻呢，或是有个消息呢，传遍了各地哦，那你就可以这么说了 ，chances are that just means it is very likely that she has already heard the news。 那我们又提到了 fall victim to something， 我们知道 victim 就是受害者的意思，所以 fall victim to something 就是成为什么的受害者。比方像是 he fell victim to a scam， 就是哦，他成为这个诈骗 scam 的一个受害者。 Or we could also talk about she fell victim to the flu， 就是某人如果被这个传染啊，或是得到这个流感啊感冒的话，哎，很可怜，他就是这个受害者啦。 Overspending 很简单，其实就是花钱过多超支这样的意思了。
Next, the article says we all want to keep our spending under budget. Now, your budget is the amount of money that you plan to spend. If you are very wise about money or careful about the money that you have, you might have a budget every month. So in that budget or plan, you would say, okay, I'm going to spend this much on food this month. I'm going to spend this much on entertainment. I'm going to spend this much on my rent and my household expenses. So you just write down or you keep track of all the different things you spend money, and you say, I will not go over this amount.
Okay.
For my entertainment expenses, I will not go over this amount of money. That's what a budget is. It's like a financial plan. And if you are keeping your spending under budget, it just means you are within that amount. If your monthly budget is 20,000 NT, for example, just throwing a number out there.
Yeah.
If you are under budget, it means you would spend less than 20,000 NT. If you spent more than that, it means you are over budget.
那其实虽然我们都非常喜欢 shopping, 但是我相信大家都希望怎么样花费可以不超支哦。这里我们看到的 under budget, 其中的 budget 当然就是预算，所以 under budget 就是低于预算的意思。那常常我们也会用到 within budget, 就是在这个预算之内哦。So when we say we're still within budget, it means we still are not spending more money than we plan to spend. Okay. 那 over budget 呢，当然就是超支这样的意思。For example, the director always goes over budget on his films.
However, there are a few common tricks that businesses use to influence consumers to buy more than they need. So businesses are influencing us. Influence means to have an effect that controls people in some way. So businesses are influencing consumers, just means they're having some sort of effect on consumers. Consumers are people who buy things, and they're trying to get them to buy more than they need. Of course, they want to influence them in this way because that means higher profits, more money for the businesses.
So it's all your fault, businesses. Okay, 所以但是呢，企业呢老使用一些常见的一些伎俩啊，来影响我们啊，就是 consumers 消费者，让消费者常常会买过了头哦。这里我们看到 influence 这个字就是有影响的意思。这个字呢，其实可以当形容可以当动词或者是名词来用哦。Okay, 那本课是当作动词来用哦。For example, I used to be greatly influenced by my parents. Not anymore though. Okay, I'm a big girl now. Okay, 那我们还看到 buy more than they need. Okay, 就是有些人他们会买的比真的需要还多，也就是买了一大堆根本可能不太需要的东西啦。I sometimes buy more than I need at Watson's. They have this happy day, you know, 乐翻天, where you can get a 15% discount off the total price if you buy more than $588.So they actually have it almost every Saturday, but I always fall for it. 我每一次到了这个一日乐翻天，我都会买一大堆不需要的生活用品。哎，真的是脑波太弱。I don't know why I do that.
A lot of businesses have those sales though. Oh, if you spend this amount of money and, you know, you think, oh, what a great deal. Even if you weren't planning to spend that much.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's how they get you. That's one of the ways.Now, by understanding what these marketing tricks are, maybe we can be smarter shoppers and keep our wallets a little fuller. So we're going to learn about what these tricks are, understand them. Laura just mentioned one of those tricks. If you spend this amount of money, you get this discount.
Right.
Ooh, well, maybe I will spend that much money, even if they weren't planning to.
所以借由了解这些销售的伎俩，或许呢，我们就可以成为聪明的消费者哦。Okay, smarter shoppers. 让我们的荷包可以满一点哦，荷包可以饱满一点啦。我们来看一下 marketing, 其实就有着行销或者是销售这样的意思哦。So what's the first trick?
The first trick is to be aware of how businesses use color. If you are aware of something, it means you know about it. So businesses are actually using colors to influence our minds. Hmm. You might be aware, you might know that different colors can affect our brains in different ways.
Okay, 所以你必须要知道第一个商业伎俩就是颜色 be aware of, 就是察觉知道这样的意思。For example, I was not fully aware of the danger, 意思就是我当时还不知道可能事情的一些危险性的意思哦。Okay, or he's not even aware that you're upset.
Let's find out how businesses are using colors. The article says businesses often produce a product in many different eye-catching colors and patterns.
Oh.
If something is eye-catching, it means it draws your attention. You're walking down the street, you see some nice bright colors off to the side, and you go, ooh, what's that? I'm going to go have a look.
Nice.
Maybe I want to buy that. I want to spend some money today. So that's what they're doing, using eye-catching colors and patterns, things that get our attention.
OK, 所以企业常常呢会将一个商品制造成多种的吸睛的颜色还有花样啦。Eye-catching 就有着抢眼这样的意思。I think for girls, colors like pink or even white, you know, like for example, I know like some smartphones or cell phones are actually made in pink because they are tailored.Targeted at women, okay. 所以像有些手机，他们是针对女性而设计，所以他们就会有粉红款、限量款哦。Especially cosmetics too. 这个化妆品也常会出现一些 limited edition patterns, 就是限量款的花样。So you know, girls will feel like I have to get this because it's limited edition.
That's right. It's rare. I want to have this so I can show my friends. Say, haha, I have this, and you don't. All right.
Okay.
Next, the article says, as a result, the first question that might pass through your mind is, which color should I pick? Okay, so yeah, a lot of people, the color is a big consideration for them. So, and we said that this is the first question that might pass through your mind. If something passes through your mind, it just means you have some sort of thought. You're thinking about something in particular. Now, to pass through one's mind is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, do you want to play a game?
Sure. What is it?
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
And then you tell me the first thing that passes through your mind after seeing that picture.
Pass through my mind. How can I go through my mind?
To pass through one's mind means to suddenly think of something.
I got it. Pass through one's mind is 掠过心头.
That's right. I'll show you a picture.And you just tell me what passes through your mind.
Wait. Something just passes through my mind.
What is it?
I realize that I don't want to play this game.
所以常常呢，像是 lipstick 可能或是眼影的 eyeshadow， 你心中可能第一个念就是啊，我应该要选哪个颜色哦。Now this is the magic of a colorful and thus more attractive product. What does attractive mean?
If something is attractive, it just means it makes us want it. It makes us want to. In this case, it makes us want to buy something more. Attractive can also mean very beautiful. He or she is a very attractive person. For a guy, it would just mean that person is handsome. For a woman, it would mean she's very pretty or very beautiful. If a product is attractive, it means it makes us want to buy it.
所以色彩缤纷的商品就是有这种魔力，因此更加吸引人。没错 ，attractive 这个字呢，可以用来形容人事物哦，有吸引人的，很有魅力。力哦的意思，像是男生女生呢，其实他就是有 good looking， 长得很帅、很迷人的意思。For example, he has an attractive or charming smile. Okay, and usually we say an attractive woman 就是长相非常有魅力、吸引人的意思。This is going to sound really bad, but don't hate me for saying that. I've never really found Ben Affleck attractive.
Ooh, ouch.
Okay.
Ouch, Ben Affleck.
对啊，我觉得他们，我不知道，他可能不是我的菜吧，可是不要杀了我。And sometimes we mention this too, a very attractive price, 就是很心动，令人心动的价钱哦。
Now, that was the first thought that might pass through your mind is which color should I get? But the article says...What you should be asking yourself is not about the color, but do I need this product or not? Yeah, that's what you should think of before you buy it, not after you buy it. You don't get home and say, do I need this? No, it's too late. You already spent the money.
OK, 所以你其实应该思考的不是颜色啦，而是我真的需要这个商品吗？ Now, second common trick, uses the magic of numbers. OK, 第二个呢，商业伎俩我们应该要知道就是数字魔法。What does that mean?
It just means that when a business marks an item at a price ending in 99 cents, 0.99, the item appears to be on sale. That's right. If it just says $5, you might say, eh. But if it says $4.99, people go, ooh, $4.99, that's cheaper. That looks like it's discounted or on sale.
所以没错啊，其实那我在澳洲的时候，我常常看到这个商品它会 mark 标价，比如说99分钱，就是.99呢，商品看起来就好像比较是廉价出售哦 ，on sale 就是廉价出售的，或者是有特价的这样子的意思哦。Now since we read from left to right, the lower dollar amount makes an impact on us first. What does impact mean?
Impact also means to have some sort of effect on us. So if we see $4.99 instead of $5, it has an impact on us because we see the four and we say, oh, that's cheaper even though it's only 1 cent cheaper.
所以因为我们常常都从左到右阅读，所以我们最先看到的小额数字会对我们产生影响，就是 impact 这个字的意思啦。
Thus, we believe we are getting a good deal. So that's how they make us believe.
That's what we believe.
That's what we believe. Yeah, we're getting a good deal, a good price.Or a bargain, in other words.
Right. 因此呢，我们就相信说，哇，我们好像捡到了便宜耶。OK, 这里的 a good deal, 或是常常我们说，哎 ，what a bargain, 就是常常我们可能觉得我们捡到了便宜啊，买到物超所值的东西咯。OK, let's now go to our for you chat.
For you chat.
Now, today on the show, we've been talking about colors and how they affect consumers. So that's what our For You Chat question is about. It says, what are some ways colors affect people? What do you know about that, Laura?
Well, some colors make me happy.
Uh-huh,
like if I'm wearing bright colors or like even pink, it makes, for some reason, I just feel happier that day.
That's right. Colors can affect your mood. And there's been lots of studies about colors.One I saw was about sports, and it said that teams that have red uniforms are more likely to win the game than teams that don't have red uniforms. Now, that's because red is associated, at least in Western culture, it's associated with things like power and strength.
Energy.
Yeah,
maybe?
Energy. It makes, and it makes other people feel afraid. So
there's I kind of feel
element
that.
Of fear when you're playing a team in a red uniform.Now, you might also notice colors in places like hospitals. Mm-hmm. They're always a certain color, usually like a light yellow or a light green.
Oh.
That's because those colors have a calming effect
soothing
on
kind of,
people. It's
okay.
soothing. You don't want like harsh colors. You
no,
don't want people to
like
be afraid
black.
In a hospital. So, yeah, colors really affect our moods. Another thing that I saw was there was a prison that changed the colors of the walls to pink.
Oh, there you go.
And that made the prisoners, people who had to be there because they had
less
done like violent crimes, made it, them less violent.
Peaceful.
Because they were surrounded by
or
pink.
Or girly. Okay, I'm
feel,
just joking.
Made them feel, like more, just less violent.
In love.
Yeah, in love. Love in prison. So there are lots of different ways colors can affect us. You guys can discuss this amongst yourselves. As for us, we are right out of time for Today in English for You. Please join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The sales tricks businesses don't want you to know about. For those who love to shop, chances are you've fallen victim to overspending. We all want to keep our spending under budget. However, there are a few common tricks that businesses use to influence consumers to buy more than they need. By understanding what these marketing tricks are,Maybe we can be smarter shoppers and keep our wallets a little fuller. The first trick to be aware of is how businesses use color. Businesses often produce a product in many different eye-catching colors and patterns. As a result, the first question that might pass through your mind is which color should I pick? This is the magic of a colorful and thus more attractive product.What you should be asking yourself is not about the color, but do I need this product or not? A second common trick uses the magic of numbers. When a business marks an item at a price ending in 99, the item appears to be on sale. Since we read from left to right, the lower dollar amount makes an impact on us first. Thus, we believe that we are getting a good deal.
Vocabulary review.
Budget. In order to be able to afford a nice vacation, Jennifer put herself on a strict weekly budget. Influence. The writer influenced many from his generation through his brilliant works. Aware. Jessica was suddenly aware of how cool the evening was. Attractive. Kelly thought that her date for the evening was very attractive. Mark. The package was marked "Handle with care." Impact. When Kevin lost his job, it had a huge impact on his family.